great for the club. Can you just give us a little bit more clarity around the process that's unfolded through the week and where we go from here?
No, not much more clarity, because that's a question better answered by the medical staff, who have better understanding and more visibility over it than I do. But the part that the coach can comment on is that it was an exhaustive process to make sure we got the right outcome, and I've been convinced that we've absolutely arrived at that. So it's a disappointing result, but again, you've got to be careful that the result that you want doesn't cloud what is the right result long term. So it was a difficult diagnosis in the moment, as a lot of those ankle injuries are. He was actually able to function pretty well, even to the point where he wasn't subbed out of the game. So our initial assessment was that he would be likely to play this week. But as the assessment progressed over the week, with multiple opinions and the requisite time to make the right decision, surgery was clearly the best option. So in terms of the outlook, I think we're just going to have to wait and see how he comes off that surgery. I could speculate, but it wouldn't be worth much.
You've had Jeremy out, you've had Patrick out with the suspension, now out with an injury. As a coach, do you just sort of have those moments of, oh, gee, can we catch a break with some of our upper echelon players?
Yeah, I think that happens regularly. If you're around long enough, that you go through periods where you have a little bit of bad luck, and but there's opportunity in that as well, and that's the way I'm choosing to look at it. We're not playing our best footy, but sometimes that can be an invigorating time for everyone as well, because you go to work on trying to rectify some of the problems that you're seeing, and some of them are clearly personnel, so the opportunity there is to bring some new players in who otherwise wouldn't have got their chance. And some of it is just working on your system as well. So, well, it's a great learning environment, AFL clubs in general, I suspect, but certainly at ours, where you've got, big group. I'm thinking 30 to 40 people who would be classified as experts in their field, who have input into how we can tweak things to get a better result. That's, and even if it doesn't work, I don't think that flattens you too much, because it sort of leads you to the next step. Okay, that didn't quite work. How can we try to shift it to get a better result? So it's certainly not an environment where I think we're all feeling sorry for ourselves, and I feel like we get a few players back and then we'll start playing well. And I think the opposition this week are a good example there too. They've got some high-quality players out who they prefer to have in their team, but it's a chance to see other players perform and see if your system can hold up without so much dependence on individuals.
Does Jeremy only need to get through today?
Yeah, that's my understanding. So again, I don't want my desire for him to play to overshadow what the right decision is, and I think we've stayed pretty strong on that the last couple of weeks. But at the end of the day, it's not this one's not a coaching decision. It's once he gets the green light from the medical and conditioning staff, then he'll play, because part of his preparation, and it's different for different players depending on their individual circumstances, but our plan was always to get him in a position where when he was right to play, he could come in and play AFL footy. So it's the green light medically from us, and once he gets that, he'll play AFL.
Just on Patrick, Chris, how's his demeanour? Because he's been sort of durable. I don't think he's had an injury that would keep him out for potentially over a month.
Yeah, I think he's... I'm guessing that he's disappointed, but he's hiding it really well. So he has been resilient, and he's tough too. I think that was one of the difficult parts of the diagnosis. He went out, seemed to move okay, came off, didn't need to be subbed because he thought he'd be okay. And when they look a bit closer, it's like, mate, you actually shouldn't be functioning as well as you are. But, yeah, he'd be a bit flat, but I think the same as the rest of the club. Like, looking forward to seeing how we can go with a few other faces in the team and see if we can get ourselves in a good enough position so that when he comes back, he can contribute to a good system. And look, I'm more comfortable saying it now. Like he after the year he had last year, being really interrupted with his groin issue, the extra time to get his ankle right, it's not going to hurt his groin, that's for sure.
Would it be fair to say then, Chris, we won't see Pat until at least the final third of the year?
Well, that's the sort of speculation that I referred to earlier, that I could say anything you want and it'd probably be wrong. I'll stick with what I said. It's indefinite. We'll wait to see how he goes over the next couple of weeks. But if you want to say that, you could be right. And no one will hold you accountable to it anyway.
Does it open the door for Charlie Constable to again get a regular run at AFL footy?
Well, I mean, it opens the door for a whole lot of guys. Yeah.
He's one of them?
Yeah, he's one of them. Yeah, but he's one of a pretty big group. Yeah.
Chris, you've played at AFL Academy this week. Is there a temptation with Asava to give him a crack at AFL level rather than running around against a, no disrespect, but a bunch of teenagers?
Well, the match practice is really important for Asava, so we're thankful that we've actually got some footy. It's unusual, once again, to wait so long to play the first official practice game and then have a bye the next week. I'm always tempted to play Asava because I can see the possibility in what he could deliver at AFL level, but our position has been to give him the best chance to come in and play well at AFL level, and that requires a certain amount of preparation that we just don't think he's had yet. So I think it'd be a mistake to say that it's not going to be a genuine VFL game, so let's just throw him into the AFL system. For too long he's played at less than his absolute best due to a lack of preparation, and I don't want to be held to it because circumstances might change in the next couple of weeks, but I'd just love to see him come in and deliver what he's capable of over a sustained period of time.
How far away
do
you think he is from full fitness, Chris?
Yeah, so that's the $64 question. I thought he was outstanding in the VFL last week. So we'll assess the game again this week. But I think, he's within a month, I would have thought, to being ready. And that's why the match practice is really valuable, because through this period of the year, it's difficult to get that type of conditioning work in your training because we just don't have the time or the numbers to do that sort of work. So the games become critical.
Mark O'Connor, you're right this week, Chris.
Yeah, so he's another one. So Pat's the certainty to go out. So we think Mark O'Connor will be available. So yeah, he's in that group of players that would fill that spot.
Role for him potentially against one of their star-studded midfield?
Yeah, of course there is. That's the same for every opposition. Every opposition has 2, 3, 4 midfielders who can potentially be really damaging. That's not the difficult part of the assessment. You can always come up with players that would be good matchups. It's how it affects the rest of our team and how we want to play. So, yeah, we've put a bit of thought into that already and still a bit more thought to go.
Quinton Arkell didn't play at either level last week. Was that just a management issue or armour for him last week?
No, we just needed a carryover. So the week before, he played a half in the VFL and then played in the AFL team the next day. Yeah. We didn't want to take that risk again.
What do you make the Eagles, particularly that three-pronged attack in the forward line, that have been pretty lethal so far?
Yeah, they have. I mean, we're clear on what their best footy looks like. They've been challenges over the last couple of years, and there's even with a few key outs, there's no reason to think that watching them over the last couple of weeks that they're not as potent as they've ever been. So I think their forward line obviously attracts a bit of attention, but I think more than that, it's the way their system complements those forwards that impresses me. And they've obviously got some huge weapons as well around the midfield, so the theory can be easy against them, but in practice against sort of Natanui in particular, that can be a bit more of a challenge.
Just one more to start with, Chris. Did he play a full game in the VFL on the weekend?
Yeah.
And any, issues with his leg?
No, he's
coming through?
Yeah, it's absolutely a thing of the past, his leg issue. Now it's just a conditioning match practice thing. But obviously when you have a lower leg fracture, there's not much running being done in that time off. So that's the difference between where Asava's at, say, compared to someone who's missed with a shoulder that could still run.
Yeah. But West Coast probably play similar keep a mark style, is keeping their uncontested marks one of the keys in beating the Eagles?
Yes and no. I think the overall stat's a bit overrated, and it's a bit hard to drill down without a lot of time into sort of which ones you need to stop and which ones you don't. But that's true. There are some that are crucial to stop and some less so. So I think if you come away and say, well, if they mark the ball a lot, we won't be able to beat them, I'm not sure that's sort of the right depth of analysis. But their system, I think, has been really solid. There's a few teams who have been successful that play a different way. But I think, you know, the way that they control the ball has certainly been an asset to them.
Sandy Conning, get another crack again this week. Chris, do you anticipate?
I'd like to think so, but it's difficult to say right at the moment. We've still got some stuff to work through. So I was really pleased for Sam. I thought he acquitted himself at the level, really strongly. He didn't look out of place at all. I'm confident he's going to be a good long-term player for us. How it fits in the short term with some players coming back, I think, is the challenge. But I was glad to see him get his chance.
Is it as simplistic as that Cameron potentially squeezes Sam out?
Well, it might be, yeah. But, just because it's simple doesn't make it wrong.
There's been some criticism, Chris, of the game style in the first 5 weeks. Does, including Jeremy, allow you to move the ball a bit more freely?
Can you explain the criticism a bit more? Because I don't hear it.
The criticism has been the slow ball movement and allowing teams to score a bit more freely.
Teams have scored freely against us?
But that's what it allows and...
Does it?
Not
I'm not sure that's right, though, is it? Because they haven't scored freely against us.
Well, allowing, giving forwards a chance as well. That's been one of the criticisms.
So okay, so how does a criticism differ from, say, last year or the year before or the year before? I'm trying to...
Yeah.
Well, it's hard for me to comment intelligently if I don't really know what you're talking about.
Well, so the question is that having Cameron and Hawkins down there, does that allow you to move the ball perhaps more freely?
The way you look ahead of the ball, I think, always should complement the way you move it. But there are two parts to it. So, again, I don't want to sound defensive, but anyone that's spent enough time watching us play over the last few years should have an understanding of how we move the ball when we're at our best. And I don't think anyone would describe it as super fast football. And the clear measure there is sort of mark play on percentage. So we've consistently been down the bottom of that. Does that mean that playing slow is our preference? No, of course it doesn't. All the parts of our game style need to work together. So if we couldn't score over a period of time playing the way that we were playing, we would change it. But we've been top four in attack for whatever it is, 3, 4, 5 years now. So I think there just should be a little bit more depth in that analysis. If we've changed, now all of a sudden we're playing that way and it's not working, that's reasonable criticism. But I just think... again, you get some ex-key forwards who just want the ball bashed into one-on-ones like it's 2003. The game's changed a little bit. But the other part is, don't make the assumption that the way we're playing is the way we're choosing to play. Clearly, we're a bit off in some areas of our game. And we'd like to get that execution better. So I think it's a little bit of system, but it's a lot of execution as well right at the moment. So because if we get Jeremy in the team, are we all of a sudden going to change the way we attack so we can kick the ball to him? I don't think so. But we'd like to play more the way we're intending to, which, again, if you've looked at us over a period of time, you should be reasonably clear on what that looks like.